Assalamu alaikum. We all know that all the companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam were extraordinary. Today we're going to talk about three lesser known heroes from Karbala. Number one, Habib ibn Mazahir. Picture this scene. A young prince is walking in the streets of Medina. Behind him is a young man. This young man is doing something strange. He is picking up the dust off the footsteps of this young prince, kissing it and placing it upon his eyes. Witnessing this scene is a tearful Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. He is visibly moved by this display of affection and respect. He calls out to the young man and hugs him. This young man is none other than Habib ibn Mazahir al-Asadi, and the young prince is Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Habib ibn Mazahir and Imam Hussein alayhi salam were childhood friends. When he realized that the people of Kufa broke their allegiance to Imam Hussein, he left Kufa and joined Imam Hussein. And when he was martyred in Karbala, he was 75 years of age. Number 2, Hur ibn Yazid al-Riyahi. Hur is a beautiful word meaning the one who is free. And Hur lived up to his name. Even though he was on the side of the enemy, in those last moments, he realized the Taghuti system of his time. He realized who was his real enemy. He changed sides and stood by Imam Hussein alayhi salam until his last breath. He's one of the examples which gives us hope as youths that despite everything, there is always a second chance and that Allah accepts repentance from a sincere heart. Number 3, Wahab ibn Abdullah al-Kalbi. This story is about a newlywed couple who were at Karbala. They had been married for only 2 months. Wahab was a Christian by birth and converted to Islam. He belonged to the Kalb tribe, most of whom were Christians. The bride, before the martyrdom of her new husband Wahab, she went to Imam Hussein alayhi salam and she asked him, "Are you the rightful Imam?" Imam Hussein replied, "Yes, I am." She said, "Then if Wahab dies protecting you, will he go to heaven?" Imam Hussein alayhi salam said, "Yes, he will." Then she said, "Can you promise me that you will not let Wahab enter paradise without me?" Imam Hussein replied, "Yes, I promise you. You and Wahab will enter paradise together." The story of this young couple teaches us to always be ready to sacrifice that which we love for the greater cause. Can we make such sacrifice for the Imam of our time? Can we stay loyal to the Imam of our time like Habib ibn Mazahir? Can we recognize that even if we do make a mistake like her, there is always a chance to turn around and come back to the mercy of Allah? I'll see you next time wherever you are.